The search for survivors from an asylum seeker boat that sank near Christmas Island has been called off and is unlikely to be resumed. It's believed 55 people were on board that boat. Three ships and five planes have spent 3 days now scouring the seas northwest of Christmas Island. Kevin Rudd is denying he's gearing up for another tilt at the Labor leadership. The ABC understands some of Julia Gillard's key backers are preparing to urge her to step aside in favour of her predecessor. A spokesman for Mr Rudd says the backbencher made it very clear last week he wouldn't be contesting the leadership. Almost 600 Australians have been recognised in this year's Queen's Birthday Honours list. Among those to receive an award are the Sunshine Coast couple Bruce and Denise Morecambe, whose son Daniel was abducted and killed in 2003. Champion cyclist Cadel Evans and Ivor Davies, the frontman of Australian band Icehouse, have also been honoured. Hundreds of people from an apartment building that caught fire in Brisbane have spent the night in emergency accommodation. The blaze started on the top floor of the complex in Fortitude Valley late yesterday. It's destroyed 8 apartments and several others have been extensively damaged. And Turkey's defiant Prime Minister has told thousands of his cheering supporters his patience with the anti-government protesters has its limits. Recep Tayyip Erdogan says his followers should show their support at the ballot box, but he's ruled out calling an early election. The 10 days of protests show no sign of letting up. Tens of thousands of demonstrators have been gathering for a rally in central Istanbul.